Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Reish Samach Vav. Yesterday we began Siftes, and we are really in the middle of Siftes. We were talking about that if a person is dropping off the Muktza item that he was allowed to carry, either himself or on a donkey or through a Cheirishot or Katan, and it now is Shabbos and he's dropping this item onto some sort of pillow or blankets in order that it shouldn't break. So he said, you're allowed to do this. And Dafko, we're on the last line of Mem Aleph Omud Beis, the Dafko b'masos kitanim. This is only when you're dealing with small items over here. Sheyochol l'shomto mitachtem, that you could pull the pillows or the blankets out from underneath them and you won't have the problem of being mavato kli mehichanu. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, Avolim heim gedolim, if they're large items, sheni yochol lishmot hakorim mitachtem, and you wouldn't be able to pull out because they're too heavy, the pillows or the blankets from underneath this heavy package, then osur lahanichom tachtem, then you wouldn't be allowed to have them fall down onto these pillows or blankets, because now you'd have the problem, because you're no longer going to be able to use these pillows or blankets, they're going to be stuck, so to say. Pirish mehatash mishoya muchamlo, the Ramah says that you can't use them for their original usage, which is as a pillow or a blanket. So what should you do in this situation? So you have to unload the package in a very gentle way so that it shouldn't break. But you can't leave it on the behemah because it would be a unpleasant thing for the animal to have to schlep this thing around all Shabbos. That's sar balechaim, unpleasant for the animal. You're causing it unnecessary suffering, and therefore you are allowed to take it off. There's a conclusion of Siftes over here. Now let's look at the Mishneh Berurahs that we missed from yesterday, which we already set outside today, the Mechaber on them, and look at Sif Katan Chavav in the Mishneh Berurah. So the Mishneh Berurah says, "Lo nesru mitam bosses l'davar aser." If there's small packages over here of glass-like utensils that can't be let down without having the pillows or the blankets over there, the kar muksasos, if you are going to have over here a problem of a bosses l'davar aser, that they become a base for something that is muktzah, that's not an issue over here. Kiven shaloha yu aleim bein hashmashos, because these items, the muktzah glass items over here, were not on top of these blankets or pillows during the Bein HaShemashos. And we have a rule, as brought down in Dirshu foot number 35. Dover shenase bosses b'emsa Shabbos. If something becomes a base for something that's muktzah in the middle of Shabbos, you're allowed to lenayris ha-muktzah mimen. You can shake off the muktzah thing from it, and that's not a problem. We have a rule. Migud iskatzoi. Bein HaShemashos iskatzoi kol ayom kula. If something is muktzah Bein HaShemashos, then it remains muktzah the rest of Shabbos. But here, this Karim and Ksasos was not muktzah on Erev Shabbos. Why is it not a problem to remove the item that was on it for a short period of time, this light item? So the Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkot and Chavzayin, V'yaf agav shekodim sheyasmik l'shomtom kulam benachas shelo yishav rakelim. Even though before you shake it off easily and nicely without breaking it, it is sitting on the pillows or the blankets for a short period of time, harehem mevutolim mehechonim be'osa sha'i dezet, they are not able to be moved during that very short period of time. Why is that not a problem of being mevato kli meichano for a short period of time? So nevertheless, the rabbis permitted this over here, kidei shlo yehefset aydei shvira, because otherwise you'd have no way of getting down these utensils, these glass utensils, except by letting them fall to the floor, and they would break. And therefore the rabbis would make all over here because of the hefset involved, the loss, the financial loss involved. Then the Mishnah brings down the kosu harbi poskim, the raposkim, that say the dafka kalim, sheesh hefsid meruba bishvirasan, that this is only dealing with utensils which would be a total loss if they broke. However, if you already have something that is like avol chaticho zichuchas rechavo shenon kalim, if you just have pieces of glass that are large pieces of glass, but they're not really formed into anything, and when you use them, you're going to break them anyway. Shein hefsid kokach bishvirasan, they don't have such a tremendous loss by breaking because they're going to be broken anyway eventually to cut them down to the right size that you need them for. They masuim lehechatech lachatichos kitanos, because the purpose of these large pieces of glass is to cut them down into smaller pieces of usable glass. So it wouldn't be such a big deal if they cracked and broke a little bit when you lowered it from the animal. In this situation, the less bezerak hefsid mut, there's only a small financial loss, also laniach karm tachtem, then you would not be allowed to go put the pillows or blankets underneath them over here. Lefi shevevatlon al koponim mitash mishon lishaitim, because that would be mevato kli meichano for a short period of time. The chayin, likewise, masik ha-mogin avram ledina, the mogin avram paskins, the yesh lahoro, she'ein mevatlin kli meichon afilu visho. He says, you're not allowed to do this even for a short period of time to be mevatlin kli meichono, unless ele b'mokum hefsid merubah, unless there's a huge financial loss. And only in that situation do the rabbis allow it. And even if you're going to go and do this for an entire day, for the entire rest of Shabbos, if there's a large financial loss, that was also controversial. Yesh matirim, those that allow it, yesh oshim, those that don't allow it. And he says, ayin in the bir halacha, for further details about this. If you look in the Bir Halacha on Mem Aleph Omud Beis in Dibra Maschul L'Shomtam, so the Chofetz Chaim writes, "Diyesh Matirim B'Mokum Hefsed Meruba Afilo Vatu Kol Yom." There is this more lenient opinion says you can go and allow it to be Mavato Mehichano for the entire day if there's a large financial loss, and that's the opinion of Mogen Avraham. And this is also what the Magid Mishnah paskins, and the Shulte Giborim as well, in the name of the Riyas. And this is also Rashi Behedja. And therefore, because of all of these poskim, Lefikoch Mitzadi Lohoku Kamosum Negin Harana Oser, one can rely upon this more lenient opinion as opposed to the more Machmer opinion of the Ran that doesn't allow it because the Ran is a Das Yochid. Then the Chofetz Chaim has a much, much bigger detail about this, Ayin Sham, in the rest of this Bir Halacha. Chofetz Chaim does also point out in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Ela Parkun Benachas, you have to let it down slowly in this situation where the glass packages are very large. So he says, Mikol Mokom, one has to be very careful. Also, Lismo Chalel Kishapur, you have to be careful not to lean on the animal when you let the item come down, Da'avi Mishtamesh Bebali Chaim, because that would be forbidden, because you're not allowed to use a Bal Chai. Yerusha foot number 38 brings down that this parkum benachas, the Chazonish says, you should let it down slowly, yatira sachavolim v'yirafa benachas atshigir la'aretz. Did you untie the ropes and you slowly hold on to them and let it down slowly, slowly, slowly until it touches the ground? Yerusha foot number 39 brings down, v'lifrog chayfetz she'eno muktzah, to undo something that's not muktzah, v'eno kovid me'al gabihema, and it's not so heavy, it wouldn't be tzar balechayim for the animal. So the Egle Tal writes, yesh osrim mipnei nechshav kimishtamish behema. In this situation, it may not be so permissible, because it looks like you're being mishtamish with the behema. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down shemutalasos, can you can do this. However, al koponim, kisheinu minadne, it's a behema, ayyadei prikawa. You should be careful not to move the animal when you loosen the package and let it down. Sifyot, the Mechaber writes, chosh cholo baderech utfilin beroshu. If a person was traveling on the road Erev Shabbos, and now it's suddenly Shabbos is coming upon him, and he has his tefillin still on his head, or alternatively, osh yoshe bebeis hamedrash besod v'chosh cholo, or he's out in the field in the shul in the beis hamedrash over there, and he doesn't suddenly realize it's almost Shabbos. So what should he do? Maniach yado aleim ad shemegil lebeis. So you can leave it on your head, still wearing it, and just cover it up. And this way, it's not a problem to bring it to your house. If there's a house that's closer to this Beis Medrash out in the forest that is closer than your house and it's a protected area, so then manichim shom, then it's preferable to just bring the tefillin over there. Mishnah Berurah explains what's the issue or problem over here in Sivkot and Chavches. Hainu denase ben hashmashos. You suddenly realize it's now ben hashmashos. V'yev shalo lisa osam biyado. You can't carry the tefillin to your house, leveso, mipnekedusha Shabbos, because it's not something that we wear on Shabbos. Ulahasho osam shom baderech, and to leave it right where you are on the road, o beveis hamedrash, or even in the shul in the beis medrash over there, yevsho, you can't do it. Why? Minei bizoyin atfilin, because the tefillin will be treated in a degraded fashion over there. Debati medrasha shalem hoyabasada. In those days, the shuls were way out in the field. They didn't have them in nice communities. They were out in the forest someplace. Mokum she'eino meshumar, and it's not watched over there. It's not protected. Minei haganovim. Ganovim will come there and steal it. Al kenitiru lo chacham lenosam olav derech malbush ad beso. Therefore, the rabbis permitted him to wear it, as he normally wears his tefillin on his head, to wear it even on Shabbos now when it's not zman tefillin. However, achzorot l'chasosim, but you have to keep your hand over them, you have to cover them up. Shol yiruhu, so people shouldn't see you. Shul nosi olav hatefillin b'Shabbos, so people shouldn't see you wearing the tefillin on Shabbos. Sifyot Aleph. The Mechaber writes, "Hoyso chavilosu munachas al ksefo v'kiddush olav yom." You're carrying some sort of a package, and suddenly Erev Shabbos turns into Shabbos, and you have this thing on your back. What should you do? So start running. Ruatz tachteha achad ad beso. Run until you get to your house. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavtes, the purpose in running over here is to call kama de lo amad lofush, as long as you haven't stopped to rest, ein kan akiru b'Shabbos, then it's not considered that you started to pick it up on Shabbos, since you're already wearing it on your back on Erev Shabbos, and now you start running. As soon as it's Shabbos, you're already running, so you haven't done an akira, a lifting it up from the ground on Shabbos. And therefore, you won't have done an akira and ultimately a hanocha, a lifting it up and putting it down on Shabbos, and you won't be over the Yisur Daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah adds, "V'dafka kisheini mo eino yehudi v'lo behema v'lo cheresho t'vakotin." You should only do this option over here of running with the package when there is no non-Jewish person that it could take it from you, or a behema that you could place it upon, or a cheresho t'vakotin that you could give it to, as we've said in the previous day's shiurim. Likewise, v'gam amakom shen yochol lo licho pochas pochas mi'arba amos. Well, likewise, talking here, where you're not able to walk less than dalet amos, which was another heter suggestion that we gave in yesterday's shiur. Why can't he do any of these? Kigon Shem Yisrael Milistim. He's afraid of armed robbers over here. Shigzalu, that will steal it from him, take it from him. Oshiesh Mayim Rochav Arba Amos. Or there is a swath of water over here that's more than 4 amos wide, and Mistami won't be able to cross it in Pachos Pachos Medalad Amos. So in these situations, that's when he can take advantage of this Rotz Tachtel Heter to run with it. So you won't have an Akira and a Hanocha on Shabbos. The Mishmur adds, Vayein Masha Kasati Pesomuch, see what I write in a few moments, Deladidon, the Leslon Rishus HaRabim Gemura, that nowadays when we don't have a Rishus HaRabim, that's a real Rishus HaRabim for certain, as we've already pointed out in previous Shurim, Efsho the Shari B'cholinyan, then we don't have to be concerned about this, and you can do what you prefer to do. The issue for number 42 brings down, when a person leaves a boat or a train on Shabbos, Vayein Bikirvaso Mokom Shomer, and there's no place that's protected or watched near the boat or the train that you could leave your packages. So the Chazon Ish writes, Shemutelo lakachas eschafetzav lebeso derech karmelis below latzor b'yemsa k'deli nofesh. You could continue carrying them through a karmelis, and you don't even have to stop in between pochos midalad amos. Shekein shahotzah mirishus hayochid lirishus hayochid derech karmelis, because you're coming off the boat or the train, which is a rishus hayochid, and you're going through a karmelis to get to another rishus hayochid, that is considered a shvus de shvus, a rabbinical prohibition related to a rabbinical prohibition, and therefore muteris even makom hefsed or mitzvah, and you can do this in a situation of financial loss or for the performance of a mitzvah. The koshikich mut lasus came b'vein hashmashos, and you certainly would be able to do this during the b'vein hashmashos when it's not even clear that it's already Shabbos. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'daf karotz, you must do this when running. Avo leilech la'at lo. But to go slowly, that's not allowed. What's the reasoning? Given the lesekeros, if you don't run, there's nothing that's going to make it recognizable over here that you're doing something that would normally not be allowed. So you may forget yourself, and you'll actually stop, and then when you start going again, that's an akira, and when you stop, that's anocha, and you'll have actually done an akira v'anocha in a rishus harabim over here. The zimnum koi v'lova daite, because sometimes you'll stand and you won't have realized it. But if you're running, avo rots, is lehekera. If you're running, say, gee, why am I running? Oh, that's right, it's Shabbos, and I have to be careful not to stop over here and do akira and anocha. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed, V'im omad l'sakin amasa potter. If you're going to stop to adjust the package, that's allowed. D'zeh lo mikri hanocha. That is not halachically called a hanocha, a halachic stopping. Likewise, Dishu foot number 43 brings out an interesting thing. You're running on the road over here, and suddenly you reach an intersection, and the car is coming, and you can't get across it. So Shlomo Zalman is mistopic over here. Is this called omed lafush? Is this called resting over here? Oh, shema nechshav ka omed lechasif. Or this is called like readjusting a package over here, which is not called resting. Because amida zu, this stopping over here by the traffic, zeneged kiritzono. It's not really what you want to do. Umetzapa kol hazman lahamshik lelechas. You're waiting for the light to turn. You're waiting for the cars to stop so you can get across it. So he's not certain, is this considered a stoppage or not? Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Aleph says you must have a hekera, the ovid shinu ba'alichaso, that you must make some sort of a change in the way you're going, such as running. The ayidei chen, and because you're running over here, yitzkor Shabbos lo yamod, you remember that it's Shabbos, and you won't come to stop. The Mechaber continues and he writes, v'chi moti lebeisi, when you do reach your house, ki hechi delo koi purto v'yishtakach tekom ma'el mishus harabim mishus hayochid. You have to be careful not to stop over there either and stand still, because then you'll have the problem of going from mishus harabim into mishus hayochid. So what should you do in this situation? When you get there, zorik lo kelach hayad, you, as the Mishnah Berurah will explain, you turn around and let it slide off your back. Dainu shelo kederach zrika, not in the normal way of throwing it off, kigon mikseifov uliachorv. So you have it go from your back behind you, so to say, as you're turned around, facing away from your house, you let it slide off your back onto your house grounds. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot Lamed Beis says this is klachayad, in the back of your hand, so to say. It's done in an unusual fashion with a shinoi. Dainu, shemahafik achorav klapi achotzer. You turn your back towards the chotzer. Vizorko miksefav, you let it slide off your shoulders. Kainu barakach, this is what the rakach brings down. The kilachayad, leko isur daraisa, because you can do something in this unusual manner, in the shinoi, that's not an isur daraisa. Umishum hefset chavilaso, hitiru lo dovarze. And because of the financial loss involved over here, the rabbis permitted you to do this, as we mentioned many times, adam bol amamoni, you're so concerned about your money. If we don't give you a permissible way to do it, albeit, which normally we might be osur derabanan, but if the rabbis didn't relax their din derabanan over here, a person might be over a real isur daraisa. So preferable to relax the din derabanan and allow it, rather than take the chance the person will be bol amamono and do an isur daraisa. Sifyud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim. There is an opinion over here. This is brought down in the Baragola, Oskof, in the name of the Ran, B'shem HaRamban. That opinion states, the Davko b'chavilo hitiru lasus kein, avalo b'kiso. That you're only allowed to do this, that we just said, with a package, but you wouldn't be allowed to do this with your wallet. However, he brings down the Yesh Omrim, and the Ber HaGola in Sif Reish says this is the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Ramban, and as well the Agos Maimonios in the name of the Smag, and likewise the opinion of the Smak. And this opinion over here is this Yesh Omrim. The second one is Duhad Din Lakiso. You could even do this with your wallet. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Lamed Gimel explains that the first opinion is Dafko Bechavila. The opinion of the Ran in the name of the Ramban is Shehi Kiveida. It's a heavy item. Vein Derech Loritz B'Masa Kovit. And it's unusual to run with such a heavy item. V'Yisleh Hakera. And that will certainly be recognizable. Why am I carrying this heavy package and running? Oh, that's because I'm not allowed to stop over here. Avo Bekis with your wallet. Shukal, which is light. You always carry your wallet. Ain't Heka Beritza. You're not going to realize I'm running with this wallet over here because I can't stop. And therefore, it won't be something that's recognizable. You may come to forget, and you may come to stop. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed Daled that all of these other poskim is brought down in the Ber HaGola, the Magid Mishnah, etc. Hainu b'mokum she'avsho b'honech d'rochim ha'niskorim le'el. You're allowed to do this running over here, even with a wallet, when there is no other choice, like in yesterday and 2 days ago, shiurim, to put it on a chamor, to an Einu Yehudi, to give it to a cheresh show, to a koton, to go pochas v'dalad amos, etc. Only then are you allowed to do this, according to the Mekel opinion here, even with your wallet. The Mishnah Berurah paskins v'hamekel kayesh omrim lo hifsid. He brings down the name of the Taz, that if you take this more lenient opinion of the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Ramban, the Gomos Mayonios, the Smag and the Smak, you can rely upon them. And in the Chavetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, Duhua Din Lekiso says this is also the Psak, not only of the Taz, but of the El Yerabah as well. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, because of a Magin of Rom, b'shem Shulte Gibborim, the Magin of Rom paskins in the name of the Shulte Gibborim, the Lididon nowadays, the last Lon Rishus Harabim, as we already pointed out earlier in the Mishnah Berurah. Nowadays, when we don't have a real Rishus Harabim, we don't have 600,000 people in a space of at least 16 amos wide road, Efshul de Lekuli Amos Shari B'cholin, and then you can be Makel over here in all of these circumstances. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hago, Umi Sheshocha Kiso Olav B'Shabbos. If somebody forgot his wallet upon himself on Shabbos, Imu Beveso, if he's in his house, Yochol Lelech Imo Lecheder, Lahatir Chagoro, Ulipo Shom Latznio. You can go into whatever room you want. You're still carrying it with you. It's not a problem. And then you unloosen your belt and you let it fall off there and it'll be protected and hidden over there. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Hey why this is allowed. The kibun shahamuktzu biyado, since the item is already on you, yochel lelech imo l'chol mokum shirtzu, you can carry it with you wherever you're going because it's already on you. However, the Vilna Gaon Hagra b'beuro disagrees. Hechmir b'zeh is very machmir and says this is not allowed. Ayn in the bir halacha mashakosav b'zeh b'shem aderech chaim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the bir halacha where he quotes the derech chaim, which if you look in the Dibra Masro, yochel lelech the Chavetz Chaim writes that the Derech HaChaim is Machria. The Bekis Sheyesh Olea Toras Kli, if it's a wallet that has the status of being a utensil. V'hilo Naase Bosis Lamos, and it's not really a separate base for the money. It's a utensil in and of itself. Kivan Sheinicho B'Shichicho, since you forgot it over there, therefore in that situation, Mutal L'Tilta L'Tzorch Mekomo, you can move it. Because it's a Kli itself that can be moved, L'Tzorch Kufa O Mekomo. And therefore, Im Haya B'Yado Yechol Olich L'Teva, if it's already in your hand, you can move it to wherever you want it to. But if it's something that's intrinsically mukts itself, for example, money or stones, shalem shum heter tilto, they have no halachically permissible, allowable reason to move them. Even letzorch gufa makomo, even for their place or for themselves, when a tola biyado, when it's in your hand, then also lelech iman l'makom acha, you can't move it all. Rak yizrok osan take if you have to get rid of it as soon as possible. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'miyatir chaguro tekef, if you unloosen your belt over here and let it fall off you, V'yipol amos, yuchel hovi l'dehefsid, if that's going to cause a loss, the money will spill all over the place, evshur shegam l'hagromot, even the Vilna Gaon might permit it in this situation. Look in the Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Yudal, V'sivkot and Chof for further discussion of this. Then the Ramah continues, he writes, Im Hubashuk, if you're not in your house, if you're in the marketplace, also Lavio Babat Lebeh, so you're not allowed to bring it into your house. Rak Matir Chagoro Bashuk Vunofa, you just loosen your belt over there and it falls onto the floor. And Baomilani Yudi, you tell a non-Jewish person, Lashamla, to please watch it for you. V'mevio, and if he brings it in, Ein Lachosh, then you don't have to be concerned. V'ayin Lekam and Simen Shin Yud, Imakis Tofer Bevigdo Madino, if it's attached to you, we'll learn what those halachos are later on in Simen Shin Yud. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Vav explains if you're in the marketplace, or b'mokum shelo asu b'rechov hahu shitufi mevoyos, or any place where you're not allowed to carry, v'davka kishen misyor minu einu yehudim shema yikahu, and you're not concerned that a non-Jewish person will take it, then you can do what we just said, let it fall there and let a non-Jew watch it. But if you're concerned, imyari shema yikahu also einu yehudim, that a non-Jewish person will take it, rashay lorutz imo lebeso shelo lamu klav, then you can run to your house, without standing still. Kedeshal Yasakira Bem Saderot. You shouldn't do this Akira picking it up in the middle of the road. Or with night, with the following condition. He's running over here and he doesn't stop. He doesn't do a Akira at the beginning of the running. When he reaches his house, he lets let it go, as we just explained. That concludes today's share. We'll pick up the last Mishnah Berurah tomorrow.